to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we have a lovely bhajan on the Divine Mother. Brother Ravi Kumar will now sing for us the first line of the bhajan, and then we'll go on to learn this beautiful bhajan which used to be sung in the early years in Prashantiniyam as well as in Brindavan. So here is the first line.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
So this is what we will learn now, and like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then in the bhava section you will listen to a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim. Brother Sonam, as many of you might be aware, he has been there with us in so many sessions of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, sharing his thoughts and reflections on what this bhajan means, taking every word of this bhajan and explaining its inner connotation. So we will listen to him, and in the end you will listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan. So let's get started. Here are the lyrics.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani. Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari Mata Maheshwari Narayani.
Now that you know the lyrics, Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will now share with you the tune of the bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham. Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani.
Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani.
Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani.
Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari.
Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari.
Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari.
Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari.
माता महेश्वरी नारायणी,
माता महेश्वरी नारायणी,
साई माता महेश्वरी नारायणी,
साई माता महेश्वरी नारायणी,
सदा शिवरंजनी साई जननी।
So that was Brother Ravi Kumar bringing back a beautiful bhajan from the sands of time into our consciousness, a lovely bhajan adoring the Divine Mother. If you know more about the composition of the bhajan, how the notes of the bhajan flow, the raga which gives the bhajan the feel it has, it will only help us to amplify our feeling when we offer this bhajan to Bhagwan. So Anirudh is here with us to share his thoughts and what he feels about the composition of the bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what occurred to you when you heard this bhajan first from Brother Ravi Kumar?
Sairam, Bishop Brother.
Sairam.
At the very first instant when I heard this bhajan from Ravi Kumar sir, I was so delighted to hear his voice again after a long gap of many bhajan series. In fact, we have many more episodes coming in the future. The bhajans which Ravi sir knows, all the vintage bhajans.
Yes.
So one of the bhajans which he discussed with me was this, and we thought we will add to our vintage bhajans database. It's a very pining bhajan. The tune is so captivating that it is based on the rag Shivaranjani. Well, I can see Shivaranjani and Madhuanti combination, because the last line of the bhajan has a small mix of the Madhuanti as well. So Shivaranjani is a very popular raga. As you all know, the Lingashtakam slokam is composed in that raga. So
Brahma Murari Surarchita Lingam,
which is being played everywhere almost in many instruments as well as in the stotram itself. Coming to the notes of the raga, you have 5 notes. Sa re shudri
ga
komal ga
pa
dha shuddha dha
sa dha pa ga re sa dha sa.
Of course, there are many other ragas like Mishra Shivaranjani and other family of Shivaranjanis where you have some of the notes being added, like
sa dha dha pa,
the komal dha is also coming there.
Pada sa ri ga re ga
shuddha ga
ga pa ga.
Of course, there is the glide is also very common in the Shivaranjani, when you have from the major ga to the minor ga.
Pada sa ri ga re ga ga re sa da sa.
So all these enhance the feeling of the bhajan. I mean, it really gives the listener a pining and longing feeling to the entire bhajan itself. Though the lyrics are very simple, the namavalis, but the tune is more what gives life to it. So something like, if you take the compositions,
Pahi Mahesha He Jagadisha Dehi Dehi Tava Pada Seva.
The lyrics are simple, but the tune is so longing and pining.
Guru Deva Sharanam Deva Pahi Prabhu Sharanam Deva Karunantaranga Kari Raja Varada Kamalesha Sri Sai
So you would have observed the similar pattern in all these bhajans, which is the beauty of Rag Shivaranjani.
Absolutely. Perhaps there are few ragas that can evoke that kind of pathos, sentiment, yes, that Shivaranjani can evoke, isn't it?
Yes, yes. When you told pathos, I was reminded of Nandalala, Nandalala.
Yes.
Which is a very, very...
classic example.
Yes, classic example for this.
Yeah. I think it would be nice just to dwell some more time on the raga. How about just losing ourselves in the raga without words, but just with the raga, trying to commune with the divine?
Yes, Vishwa, I'll just give a try.
Your soul. Any case, so let's come back to our bhajan. And interestingly, the name of the raga is also in the name of the bhajan.
Yes, that's an interesting observation. You have very few bhajans which have the raga names in them.
Yes.
Like for example, Sri Rama Charanam. Sri Rama Charanam has Bhupala Chudamani. Bhupala is the raga.
Yes.
Mohana Raghurama has Mohanam.
Yes.
So Sada Shivaranjani has Shivaranjani.
Yes. Wonderful. Definitely such a beautiful welcome addition to our bhajan repertoire. So let's get on with the bhajan and do the swaras.
Yes. So let's take the first line.
ಸದಾಶಿವರಂಜನಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ ರೆ ಗ ರೆ ಗ ರೆ ಸ ಸ ದ ಸ ದ ಪ ದ ದ ಸ
ರೆ ಗ ರೆ ಗ ರೆ ಸ ಸ ದ ಸ ದ ಪ ದ ದ ಸ
ಸಾಂಭವಿ ಶಂಕರಿ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಭವಾನಿ ಪದ ಸರಿ ಗ ಗ ಗ ರೆ ಗ ರೆ ಸ ದ ಸ ರಿ
ಸರಿ ಗ ಗ ಗ ರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಸ ದ ಸರಿ ಗ ರಿ
ಸದಾ ಶಿವರಂಜನಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ ರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಸ ಸ ದ ಸ ದ ಪ ದ ದ ಸ
ರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಸ ಸ ದ ಸ ದ ಪ ದ ದ
ಸರಿ ಗ ಸ ಸರಿ ಗ ಸಾರಿ ಗ ಪ ಪ ಪ
ಸ ಸರಿ ಗ ಸ ಸರಿ ಗ ಸಾರಿ ಗ ಪ ಪ ಪ
ಮಾತಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣಿ ಪ ಮ ಪ ಮ ಗ ಗ ಗ ರಿ ಗ ರಿ ಸ ದ ಸ ರಿ
I think once you get the hang of the raga, the bhajan is such a lovely composition.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So let's do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Kehrwa in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani
Sada ಶಿವರಂಜನಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ
ಸಾಂಭವಿ ಶಂಕರಿ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಭವಾನಿ
ಸಾಂಭವಿ ಶಂಕರಿ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಭವಾನಿ
ಶಿವರಂಜನಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ
ಸದಾ ಶಿವರಂಜನಿ
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So we are done with the technicalities and now comes the time to go deep into the bhava of the bhajan, into what this bhajan really means, into what we can make out of this bhajan. Here is a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso. Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and a warm welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Brother Vishu.
A lovely bhajan, isn't it?
One of the most beautiful, most elegant bhajans.
And we are so happy that, you know, we have Brother Ravi Kumar singing this.
Yeah, and his singing is so elegant. Impeccable singing.
Yes. So, as you heard this, probably did you hear this bhajan for the first time I mentioned it to you?
We used to sing this bhajan during our college days in Vrindavan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I learned it at that time.
Oh, okay.
So, Even if you date it back to my college days, This bhajan must be at least 30 to 35 years old.
Oh, that is nice. I thought it's a new bhajan, but new for all of us.
Yeah.
But it is not new for you. No. You have heard this bhajan then. Did you ever sing it before?
Yeah, we used to sing it quite often.
Oh, wow.
Before Swami.
Oh, wow.
And this was also one of the Nagar Sankirtan bhajans. Yeah.
The Vrindavan Nagar Sankirtan.
Vrindavan Nagar Sankirtan.
Wow. So that used to happen every Thursday and Sunday?
Every Thursday and Sunday.
Wow. Well, this bhajan has such a feeling of pining, isn't it?
It has, because of the melody also. It's such a beautiful raga, Shivaranjani.
Mm.
They say the raga is saturated with pathos.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this particular bhajan is so special because it gives you that joy. It opens up the innate fount of joy.
Wow.
Sadashivaranjani. It just opens up. It looks towards the sky.
Hmm.
It's skyward.
Hmm.
So beautifully. It just opens up.
Wow. So lovely memories actually flood your mind.
Beautiful.
You know, it's really fantastic what you're saying. I think that is what God is. And that is what every bhajan is. For someone, the same bhajan could be a saga of pathos.
Yeah.
The same bhajan for another person is a celebration of God's compassion.
God's compassion and proximity.
And proximity.
Yeah.
Just like God, that one smile of God can mean different things to different people. Same bhajan, same melody can mean so many things to so many people.
Yeah.
Depending on our connect with Lord, depending on what He has given as our treasure.
Exactly.
In our heart. So
yeah, absolutely.
What fills your mind when you sing this bhajan?
In the first place, the bhajan itself, in the first word itself, Sadashivaranjani, and the raga is Shivaranjani.
Yes.
So that is Swami's beautiful stamp, His name stamped on the bhajan. Sadashivaranjani Sai Janani. It gives you that feeling of longing for the, yearning for the darshan.
Hmm.
Yearning for proximity. Because Ranjani is attractiveness. So when you go to the proximity of the Lord, what would you do to woo the love of the beloved?
Hmm.
You would try to look your best. You would try to look attractive. And the best ornament a human being, any being can ever wear to look attractive is the ornament of devotion.
Wow.
Unconditional love.
Absolutely.
So when that really happens, when you are empty of all your own substance and you are just yourself.
And because He is that unconditional love, He is Sadashivaranjani. He is all the time beautiful. Yeah.
So it gives you also a reflection of being aware always.
Mm-hmm.
Sada.
Mm.
So be always attractive. You know, one who attracts the devotee is always there. But your deservedness, your preparedness to be deserving of that grace, of that proximity, that is so important. It's not easy to be attracted by Shiva or to be attractive to Shiva.
Hmm.
So definitely it is the Shiva who is the Tat Purushaha and the Jiva, which is Prakriti. So the Prakriti, which is all the time juxtaposed to the Creator, the creation and the Creator. This beautiful alignment of Shivaranjani. The word Shivaranjani is so meaningful. So that word itself gives you such beautiful thoughts, such pure thoughts. The moment you say Sada Shivaranjani, let me be always Shivaranjani.
Let me be always in a state of undiluted, unblemished and unceasing love for the Lord.
Yes. Always drawn to the Lord.
Mm.
Always focused on the Lord. Let me be that.
Mm.
So the word Shivaranjani is so beautiful. It's a prayer. It's not only a word, but it inspires that prayer that, oh Lord, let me always be in tune with You. Attracted to You alone.
Mm. I mean, it's so interesting. You know, when you think about this raga is like that. The raga is about, you know, it evokes an element of pathos, it evokes an element of longing, you know, pulling the strings of the heart.
Exactly.
And this is the meaning also. You know, Shivaranjani also means that you should be striving for that.
Exactly. definitely the word Shivaranjani alone would have inspired this beautiful melody, this beautiful bhajan in whoever was instrumental in composing this bhajan.
Absolutely.
And the progression of notes after that, you know, when you say Sada Shivaranjani itself, the progression of notes are so simple, yet so profound. It's the simplest of things. Yet the simplest of order of notes in this beautiful rag. But at the same time, it's so profound. There is no confusion in it. It's just simplicity personified. That is this bhajan. A very special bhajan. And then, the ragas per se also gives you this beautiful thought that how one string can make all the difference. One note can make all the difference. If the Gandharam here,
yes,
is Shuddha,
yes,
Sarigapadasa, it's yes, the Sarigapadasa only.
Yes.
But that one ga, yes, when it's Komal ga,
Mohanam becomes Shivaranjani.
Shivaranjani. And the feel becomes completely different.
Different. Wow.
There is celebration in Mohanam.
Yes.
But then there is celebration in this bhajan also.
Hmm.
A celebration of a completely different kind.
Yes.
When it is no more fun and frolic and dancing with joy.
Because I think that's what you're saying is so profound. There is celebration in this pathos also. Because
yeah,
I think we are the most happy when we cry for the Lord, isn't it?
Exactly.
I think that joy,
exactly,
is something so different. In fact, you know, maybe for 1 hour you have sat at the altar and you are only crying for the Lord.
Yes.
But at the end of it, you know, inwardly you are delighted also.
You are delighted. These are cries of delight.
Yes.
These are tears of joy. And Swami used to say many times, when the tears of joy, unconditional, inspired by unconditional love, those tears flow from the center of the eye, Swami would say.
Hmm.
And that makes you completely pure and, you know, sanctified. Consecrated is the,
yes,
word. But when you cry out of poor me, that thought of, you know, that self-pity, to pity yourself itself is a shame, Swami would say. Because you are desecrating the self. You are not an object of pity. You are the one who rules the world.
Yes.
Such levels of empowerment, you can't imagine anywhere.
Amurtasya putraha.
Amurtasya putraha.
You are the sons of immortality, Swami, yeah, would always say. Yes.
And a child of immortality would never cry,
yes,
for self-pity.
Absolutely.
Sai Janani is, again, every time we use the word Sai Janani, it inspires in you the feel that I must cuddle very, very close to my mother.
Hmm.
You feel the mother in Sai. I don't know whether anywhere else in this world, any time in history, any male being, if called a mother or addressed as mother, you know, what type of reaction would it evoke?
Hmm.
A man being called a mother.
Hmm.
And Swami is both father and mother.
Hmm.
And when we called him mother,
yes,
it sounded so beautiful.
Sounded so beautiful. Absolutely. In fact, you know, this is a thought also which used to cross my mind. In the early years, you know, when you should write letters to Bhagwan, you would say, Most Dear Mother Sai.
Yeah.
You know, we always wrote letters of that nature as a student. At that point in time, you know, you just did it without thinking so much about it. But only later I started thinking, you know, I'm writing mother,
yeah,
you know, as you mentioned that, you know, we didn't even realize sort of that actually he's quote unquote a male.
Yeah.
And all the time we have written, addressed him as a mother.
As a mother.
And we never felt anything, even two thoughts about it.
Exactly. Whenever we sang, Oh Ma, Tu Kitni Achhi Hai.
And those are the songs Swami loved the most. Those are actually the moments which described him most beautifully.
Yeah. Those are the moments where you saw him at his best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And whenever those are the moments, those are the words when we said Sai Janani, Sai Ma. Those are the words that churned those beautiful feeling of our devotion to Bhagwan. Our devotion to the mother. No other word could have done that miracle.
And I think, you know, also thinking from another point of view, the amount of occasions when Swami has forgiven, you know, there could be someone who would say, Swami, from tomorrow, I'm not going to do this from anymore, you know, I'm going to correct my ways, and 2 days later he's back to it. And you go to Swami and he will just forget that, you know, pray to him and he will just forget that and he will start showering again. You commit that mistake after 1 month and you just go to him and, you know, you just pray and he forgets, he melts. How many times he has done that? I think...
Yeah, mother personifies forgiveness.
Forgiveness. I think...
Compassion and forgiveness.
Anybody... this is an experience of people who have been with him in physical proximity and otherwise, where, you know, you're talking to the Swami in your altar, you're talking to the Swami who is with you, and you have seen how many times, you know. That's why Swami used to say, how can you ever understand my love? You know, it's the love of a million mothers. Absolutely. When you can't understand one mother's love, how will you ever understand?
Thousand mothers' love.
Thousand mothers' love.
He would quantify it for our easy understanding.
Yeah, just for us, so that we get at least some idea, get some perspective.
Otherwise, infinity would be something that we would never comprehend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why that Sai Janani word is, I think...
And you remember...
God's weakness and our strength.
Exactly. You know, whenever Swami would hold his robe and walk, his gate would be the motherly gate. That's what I would say. The mother walking towards her children. That's the only description that fits that, you know, this situation. And the other word again, Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani. Even the word is a beautiful lyrical composition. Sambhavi Shankari Durga Bhavani. How the words and the tune flow together when the bhajan is received by the so-called composer, by the one, the recipient, Sa Amba.
Yes.
Again, togetherness of being and becoming. All the time together. It's so expressive. Sambhavi Shankari, the one who is all the time bestowing auspiciousness. But the consort of that bestower, the consort of Shankar, is Shankari, Durga Bhavani. Even last time we were talking about Durga, and we said Durga to Durga, one who makes you formidable.
Yes, Durga.
Durga. One who creates that rampart, that the fence around you, so that you become invincible.
Yeah, one who is an eternal, fantastic protector.
Protector.
Yes.
So that nothing can harm you.
Nothing can touch you.
Nothing can touch you. And Bhavani, the mother of the universe, Bhava. So beautiful. Akhilandeshwari is one word. And Raja Rajeshwari is another word that really gives you, that takes you to those, that high level of bliss. Because when you talk about Akhilandeshwari, Akhil under Ishwari. Akhil, we have used the word Akhil so many times in our bhajans. Akhila Jagat ke.
Akhila Jagat ke.
Akhil means completeness. Under means one who rules.
Yes.
And Ishwari means goddess.
Anda, does it mean also the universe?
Yeah, Anda also means universe, but here in this connotation, one connotation of Anda is that one who rules. So the mother, the goddess, who rules the total universe, the complete universe.
Wow.
That is one way of looking, one interpretation of Akhilandeshwari. Another beautiful connotation of Akhilandeshwari is it means never not broken.
Oh.
So everything in this world, when we try to look at everything as the totality, as the whole, which is the truth. But then we are fragments of that totality.
Hmm.
The whole universe, if you look at the entire creation, these are all fragmented, you know, parts of this whole entirety, the totality.
It's a continuum.
Yeah.
It's
a continuum.
We are seeing fragments.
We are seeing fragments. So because we are fragments, we are also finite.
Hmm.
We are not the whole. But at the same time, to understand that I am the totality, I am part of the totality, I am that Purnamada Purnamidam.
Yes.
Is so important to understand. So the word Akhilandeshwari, it evokes this meaning, this inspires this thought in us, that though I am a fragment, so I am prone to be broken into pieces. So anything that lives in this universe are fragmented. All the time. Our thoughts are fragmented. Our peace of mind gets fragmented. Our happiness gets fragmented. I can become a completely broken man. But still, if I am able to pick up the pieces and then put them in the right place to create something beautiful and something new. If I am able to do that, I would understand the meaning of Akhilandeshwari. And Akhilandeshwari is also the goddess, one form of goddess. The name Akhilandeshwari is given to Mata Durga, just one form of Mata Durga, riding the crocodile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it's a beautiful temple in somewhere in Tamil Nadu. And it is said that Akhilandeshwari, the mother in this form, used to be all the time very ferocious.
Mm-hmm.
She was all the time exhibiting the Rudra Rupam. So people were afraid to get inside the Sanctum Sanctorum and pray. So the great Shankaracharya, he made a beautiful chakra, Shiva chakra, and prayed to the mother to divest herself of all her ferociousness.
Mm-hmm.
That Rudra Rupam. And then that was contained in the chakra. And then people could enter the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all beautiful documented facts of history. Because Shankaracharya is definitely a part of our history.
Mm-hmm.
And it really happened. So Akhilandeshwari evokes so many beautiful thoughts. The crocodile, for instance. We understand the crocodile is a very ferocious animal. And if the crocodile would attack, people would die out of fear. But then, the most important part of life itself is fear.
Hmm.
There is fear of death. Hmm. There is fear of disease. There is fear of something wrong happening to you, something untoward happening to us. So that fear kills. But if you utilize the fear in a positive perspective, that fear can be the most potent instrument for our spiritual progress, our sadhana. So fear as an emotion. So when the crocodile, it is said, the crocodile catches hold of its victim and doesn't bite it straight away. It spins it round and round.
Mm-hmm.
And the crocodile lives right inside the river. So if people would know there is a crocodile living inside the river, people would stay away from the river. So spiritually, it is said that if you can wade into the river and ride the crocodile, you are riding your fear.
If you can ride your fear.
Yeah, if you can ride your fear and reach your destination.
Hmm.
And that is what is exemplified by the mother goddess, Akhilandeshwari, riding the crocodile.
And it's like if you have the grace of the mother, then, you know, you can subdue.
Exactly.
Your fear.
Exactly.
Just like the mother is the crocodile.
To get that grace of the mother, there is this abject feeling of surrender.
Yes.
When everything is broken, everything is in disarray around me, all that I can do is just give up. Because there is nothing is working. all my exertions are not giving me any dividend. Everything is failing, falling apart. The only way is to surrender. So surrendering doesn't mean you just sit in a corner, immobile, and doing nothing. Surrendering is when you pick up the threads with all your resilience and then create an opportunity out of it. A thing of beauty out of it. It need not be the thing that you had thought should really happen. It could be another version of it. But then you create it. Pick up the threads. Pick up the broken pieces.
Acceptance of everything as His will.
Exactly.
And trying all the time to align yourself to His plan.
Yeah.
Than being frustrated with your plan not being worked out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Akhila Andeshwari, Raja Rajeshwari.
Yeah, Raja Rajeshwari is another beautiful word. Raja Rajeshwari, in simple terms, means she is the consort of Shiva. Raja Rajeshwari is the 864th name of the 1,000 names mentioned, names of the mother mentioned in Lalita Sahasranamavali, Raja Rajeshwari. And it is said that the guardians of the Ashtadikpals.
The guardians of the eight directions.
Eight directions. So, in the east there is Indra. Southeast there is Agni. South Yama. Southwest guarded by Nairuti. Then west by Varuna. Northwest by Vayu. North by Kubera. Northeast by Ishana. Now these are just names of the Ashtadikpals. The overlord of the Ashtadikpals. Are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And the goddess who rules over Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva is Raja Rajeshwari.
Oh. Wow.
Who lives in the heart of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva.
Parashakti.
Parashakti. That's the word. Adi Shakti, Parashakti. That is Raja Rajeshwari. Mata Maheshwari, Narayani. That Narayani also again is another beautiful word. Maheshwari, as we know very well, is the consort of Mahesha, consort of Shiva. And Narayani, just on the face of it, people would think Narayani must be the consort of Narayan. But Narayani is the sister of Narayan, born out of the Narayan. And she was empowered by Narayan, that is Vishnu, to kill Mahishasura. And then after the killing of Mahishasura, I think, if I'm not wrong, that she weds Shiva. So she is Parvati, she is Durga. Narayani is Durga, Parvati, Shiva. So it's so beautiful.
Amazing. The Puranic stories definitely all the time are emblematic.
Yeah, emblematic.
But I think the significance that you get once you go into the depth of those stories.
Yeah.
That is when you realize how much the rishis have packed.
Exactly.
Into them for our enlightenment to guide us.
For our comprehension, for our easy understanding. Yes. The stories, it had to be told in the form of stories.
Stories, yes. And the whole story you mentioned of Mahishasura, you know, Mahishasura itself, Mahishasura, it's like the demon having the head of a bull.
Yeah.
You know, and so many times we are so dull-headed, so bull-headed.
Yeah.
So that is what the...
That's why no wonder Swami used to call us Dunnapota.
Dunnapota. Swami used to call us Dunnapota, exactly. So in a sense, you know, when we are acting like that, when we are dumb-headed, then, you know, Bhagwan becomes that Narayani, that Durga, to kill that Dunnapotaness in us.
Exactly.
To kill that Mahishasura in us.
Yeah.
That dumbness in us.
Exactly.
I think that's what, you know, that is the most beautiful thing of, you know, having an avatar. The scriptures become alive. You see everything that in the Puranas, you see everything that you have read about in the scriptures. Everything just... if you have that perspective, you see that everything is just playing out right in front of your eyes.
The proof of this is, you know, if someone were to call me Donna Pota, I wouldn't take it lying down. Like, you know, I would take it very seriously. Because someone calling me a he buffalo. But when Swami calls you a he buffalo, the motive is so beautiful. The motive is so compassionate.
Yes. Yeah.
So that it's accepted by all of humanity as the greatest praise. Swami called me Donna Pota today.
Swami called me. That is, doesn't matter whatever he calls me, he called me. That itself is fantastic.
Exactly.
And, you know, he used a special term that is even more great.
Yeah.
Just so like angry. Mahishasura also at the end of it, Mahishasura would have felt so happy that the mother came. You know,
yeah.
for mother to take a special form and be equipped by all
astras.
Gods, you know, with all kinds of astras just for his sake. And he gets the darshan of the mother and finally, you know, he's melts into the mother. He merges into
what
the mother.
What a glorious death.
What a glorious death.
I think that way all the asuras,
yes,
they had the most glorious death.
That way, yes. So, I think our... See, their fortune was that they were able to, you know, come to the presence of the mother.
I still remember Swami once telling us that those asuras believed in the existence of God.
Yes.
That's why they challenged God.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in the existence
So that way, you know, even for all of us,
yeah,
you know, to have come to Bhagwan,
yeah,
you know, He's killing those, you know, asura-ness in us, whatever
exactly
the demonic traits that are there in us. But, you know, but we are really fortunate that we actually could come to him, that
exactly,
we know him.
Exactly.
You know, and he's giving us, and we are being purified by him. I think that is the greatest gift that, you know, the avatar is giving us all the time. Those of us, you know, we are in this environment, in this satsang.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And I think every bhajan is one such occasion, yet another such occasion, yet another such moment where we can annihilate that asura-ness in us. And for at least those 2 minutes, at least those 2.5 minutes, you know, be one with the mother. Be think of ourselves as the son of immortality. Think of ourselves as one who part of the mother, you know. I think for that moment, you know, just losing ourselves in the beauty, the grandeur, the compassion of the mother. Wow. Amazing.
One bhajan is enough to grant us immortality. That's what Swami says.
Yes.
Just one bhajan sung properly.
Yes. Because ultimately what is a bhajan? It is just his names. We gave it a tune, but it is his name. And one name is enough.
One name is enough.
That way, we can never ever talk enough about the importance of Namasmarana and this beautiful medium that Bhagavan has given us, bhajans, to do Namasmarana. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us for this lovely session.
Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University, bhajan composer, as well as someone who is spearheading the bhajan movement, sharing Bhagwan's glory in the form of bhajans in different Sai centers all over India and the world. And now in the last part of this program, here is the complete version of this bhajan.
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani Shankari Durga Bhavani
jai rageshwari
akhilandeshwari raja rajeshwari
mata maheshwari narayani
Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari
Akhilandeshwari Raja Rajeshwari
Mata Maheshwari Narayani
Mata Maheshwari Narayani
Sai Mata Maheshwari Narayani
Sai Mata Maheshwari Narayani
Sada Shivaranjani Sai Janani.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. With happiness and gratitude, we offer this beautiful session at His Lotus Feet.